Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today's episode is another AMA episode. That is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I will answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. This question comes from BJ in Raleigh, North Carolina. He sent me quite a detailed package of information that's far too much to cover in a single episode. However, I will summarize his project and give my initial reaction based on the information provided. BJ's looking to assemble five different parcels of land into a single large development site for a multifamily apartment complex. His question relates to how should he best negotiate with the five independent landowners, hoping to make the land part of the equity contribution to the deal. Presumably, that would reduce the amount of capital required and would have the benefit of allowing the landowners to participate in the future value creation of the apartment complex. First of all, congratulations, BJ, for having the guts to consider a project of this size. Larger projects have the benefit of providing enough value and enough cash flow in order to afford all of the necessary skills you need to pull it off. Having said that, larger projects also represent more risks. Larger projects come with larger problems. While there are many aspects of this project that I could provide comments on, I'm going to zero in on three items. Here we go. Number one, undertaking a project of this size requires that you have the right experienced team working with you. You can still be one of the principals of the project, but you need to bring in people with significant development experience building multifamily apartment complexes as partners in the project. Number two, if the success of the project requires all five landowners to agree to similar terms in order for the project to be successful, your chances of success start to drop very, very quickly. Complexity is the enemy of any project. The land assembly process can be lengthy and the negotiation can be difficult. Sometimes it's simpler to raise the money and buy the landowners out completely. However, you only want to do that once you're sure that you'll be given the entitlements that you need. You want to negotiate a deal with the landowners whereby you offer a lower price today that's a reflection of the as-is market value of the land, or a higher price once the entitlements have been granted. Land that's entitled for an apartment complex is worth substantially more than land which is being used, say, for agricultural purposes. By keeping the negotiations with each of the sellers simple and straightforward, you increase your chances of success. You also want to look at the minimum land assembly required for the project to be viable. That may not require all five parcels of land. You might be able to get away with only three parcels. Yes, it's a smaller project, but it'll also be simpler to execute. And number three, the third area I noticed is the information you provided in the construction budget had me a little bit concerned. I'm currently building a project of similar size and scope in another state, and construction costs in North Carolina are not going to differ materially from other locations in the South. When I look at your construction budget, it seems quite low to me. If you underestimate the cost of construction, you're setting yourself up for failure. The definition of success or failure of any project often has little to do with the actual cost of the project, has more to do with the expectations that were set at the beginning. If you set the expectations of too low a construction cost, you're almost certain to fail. My third piece of feedback on the construction cost is easily solved with my first piece of feedback, which is to make sure you get some experienced apartment constructors involved as part of your core team. If this is your first project of this scale, my recommendation is you take a front row seat at the table on the land development side. Engage local urban planners, architects, attorneys who can help you with the site plan development and the entitlement process with the city. Get a really, really good commercial real estate attorney who's experienced negotiating commercial land deals. And when it comes to the actual development, you'll take a back row seat to the folks with lots of multifamily construction experience, and you'll still retain an ownership interest in the project. That will set you up better to undertake projects like this in the future with yourself as the principal. Before a lender's going to write a check for $30 million, they're going to insist on you having the experience base in your team. So don't wait for a denial from the bank. Go find that ideal core team now. I want to thank you, BJ, for a great question. I really encourage you to move this project forward, but definitely get the right folks helping you with this every step of the way. Otherwise, you're going to be making some rookie mistakes, and it's just not going to be a lot of fun. Get the right team first. For the listeners at home, if you have a question you'd like me to answer on the air, send it in. I'll be happy to answer it on one of these AMA episodes. In the meantime, have an awesome rest of your day. go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.